Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. An update from Malaysia on a setback in the case of Pastor Raymond Koh, who's been missing since 2017. In November, Koh's wife, Susanna, won a significant victory in court. A judge finally ruled that the government was involved in Koh's abduction. The court then ordered the government to pay millions of dollars in damages into a trust fund for the Koh's. However, Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
before the sun was down that day, the government had announced we're going to appeal this.
This week, a different judge ruled that the government can postpone its payment until the appeal is resolved. Despite this setback, we can still praise God for how he's already been at work.
The incredible hope is still the fact that Susanna Koh won a court verdict against the government.
Keep the Koh family in your prayers as this court case drags on, and pray for swift resolution. And more than one in three Americans entered 2026 with a mental health resolution. Dean Vandermeer from Set Free says a mainstream focus on the physical and psychological can miss what people actually need. He points to a broader biblical approach: spirit, soul, and body. The spiritual dimension includes a person's soul and the burdens it carries. Among them, sin, guilt, anger, unforgiveness, and shame.
Because of the spiritual effect, it's affecting our soul, which is our mind, will, and emotion, and now it's affecting our body.
In Set Free's Freedom Appointments, open to anyone, the starting point is reconciliation with God. It involves finding a cause of spiritual sickness and addressing it with God. Vandermeer also says following through on a New Year's mental health resolution can include daily confession and receiving help from God. Details on Set Free's approach can be found at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. By giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.